This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
WTIC's Computer Talk with Tab is brought to you by GoNetSpeed, your choice for crazy fast fiber internet. This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC or 1-800-966-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
There we are. We're going to be here until, like you're with Justin, until 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. We already have somebody on the line, so that's great. So get a few more folks in here, and we'll do our best to get you on your way with your technology issues. We also have a guest coming up at 10:05. His name is Rupert Goodwins. He's across the pond in Edinburgh, so we have to make a phone call and connect up with Rupert. We'll be talking about cryptocurrency, and he did a great article on one of my favorite tech blogs, The Register, talking about maybe it's time we did a cost-benefit analysis on crypto. Currency, and we'll see what happens with that that interview if we can get connected to Rupert. But as usual and customary, we have technology news to cover, and Dennis Halnon here has some things to talk about.
Well, we have a Cox data breach.
Oh boy!
But this was because of a hacker, who impersonated a Cox support agent.
Happens all the time, right? It's all social engineering.
Right. And apparently he was able to get inside their systems to get information on customers and then turn around and contact them.
As if
he's the real engineer. Right. And he had the advantage of having real inside information about their accounts and everything. Right. So he was very convincing to them.
So what happened with this? I mean, this is kind of new. When did this happen?
Let's see. It happened... I believe October 11th.
Oh, boy.
October 11th, Cox learned about it, and it took them 6 weeks to release the information.
Yikes.
Yeah, you know, the disclosures always take forever, right?
Is there any things where Cox says, you must change your passwords now, or we don't know what this guy's got? Because your email is like your connection to your life digitally.
Well, I believe they got a hold of the customers that were affected.
Nice.
And probably gave them that advice. The other thing that they're going to do is give them credit monitoring for 1 year. And of course,
the bad guys got no time, right? They got to hurry up with only a year to get their bad stuff done.
Well, that's always a backhanded deal, because at the end of that year, what happens to those people? They get hounded by the service to renew it.
Yeah.
And it isn't cheap.
No.
So... yeah, okay, great. You get a free year of credit monitoring, but now you're going to be harassed for the rest of your life.
Yeah. I heard you had an incident. Speaking of that, one of our clients, they had an incident where this is the cloud software called Alecta, which we talked about when this happened. They were hit with a ransomware, and Alecta actually is a company that offers software for doing cancer treatment. So even Yale, Sloan was impacted. Lots of folks who used Elekta were impacted. And of course, now the doctor wants to renew his cyber insurance. And the cyber insurance, of course, he went and claimed against because he couldn't operate. He couldn't actually function because his third-party cloud provider was ransomed. He didn't do anything wrong. The only thing he did wrong was select them. Right.
Right.
And that wasn't, you know, it's a good tool, I guess, until it gets ransomed. He places the claim, and now all of a sudden his cyber insurance is going from $1,400 a year to $15,000.
What?
Yeah. He has enough trouble as it is, right? Being, you know, insuring things. Now he is impacted by his cloud-based folks who then, of course, I think I told you the story, in order to get them back up and running, what did they do? They ran out local servers. So if your cloud is such a great idea, why are you running out local servers to solve the issue?
Yeah.
And so, of course, he's now still running with local servers. But now his insurance company is saying, well, because you were impacted, and all he was doing was he didn't do anything wrong. It was his third-party cloud provider, Elekta. We'll put the link up again if you want to read the story, who was ransomed, and now he's got to pay the price.
Yeah, he's not the perp. He's the victim.
Yeah. So when he submitted his claim, now the insurance company is saying, well, here's your new thing. So, of course, now there's also additional cyber securities that he's going to consider. So here's the question. Do you pay for the cyber insurance or you pay for the technologies that companies like us offer to hope you defend against the bad guys, right? Because we're going to put all these great technologies in place. Some of them are really amazing. But if you can call and get in like the Cox guy did, the guy impersonated being a Cox person and then become on the inside, nothing we can do to stop that.
Right.
You have access.
That's always been a danger, and it's always been a danger when any insider takes data and walks with it. You know, even just a disgruntled employee, not necessarily a hacker.
Right.
That's a big problem.
It is a big problem. Anything else you want to bring up, Dennis?
Oh, some of you may be aware of a small outage that took place on Tuesday afternoon.
Yeah.
Very small. It only affected, you know, Netflix and who knows how many services.
Even us.
Yes, it did. It affected us. Amazon Web Services were down.
Yeah, the AWS, that little smirk. You just look at a little smirk. You think you're going to punch it in the face.
And it's it is a back-end service that a lot of other services use to support their operations.
Right.
And unfortunately, too many of them use it.
Yes.
And for whatever reason, it went down. Now We don't know why.
Right.
The only suggestion that's been made is that it was hammered by requests for data.
A denial of service of some kind?
That's not the wording that Amazon has given.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't called it a DDoS.
Mm-hmm.
But that's kind of what it sounds like.
That's what they're alluding to.
And
but they're supposed to fail over. This is the East Coast section that was
Yeah, it was
US-East-1. Right. So I thought the cloud was elastic and able to fail over to other areas.
What happened
to the cloud?
When the various controllers that manage all of AWS are all sitting on US-East-1.
Oh, that's the thing, yeah.
Whoa!
Now you're down.
So they put all their eggs in one basket, and a lot of services in the world put their eggs in that basket, too.
Right, and the thing that we were impacted by, we have a tool that we use to actually manage our client systems, but of course the folks who sell us this tool want us to confirm in real time constantly that we are licensed correctly. So, of course, if you can't confirm you have a quantity of 40 users on the system every 10 seconds, they're like, no service for you. And that's really ridiculous because we have, of course, on-premise systems. We're not using cloud-based systems because we want to have our own hardware to run our own stuff quicker.
Right. That's the whole idea.
Yeah. And then, of course, this little stupid connection of licensing goes. Now, this happens all the time with CAD clients. When they have they've got very expensive SolidWorks systems, MasterCam systems. They may have 15 engineers, but they only need maybe 7 of them to be actually using the systems at the one time. So they have to have a token or some sort of system that says, okay, you have 7 licenses. You can use 7 concurrent connections, and then the 8th one is blocked out. You know, no CAD for you.
Right.
But in our case, the same. They're like, well, you must check in every every I don't know how many seconds to make sure you're legit. That's ridiculous.
That's I was astounded to learn that.
Yeah. I mean, people had Amazon drivers were literally sitting around. They couldn't drive anywhere. People who had gig connections where they would actually go part-time and be like an Uber-ish type of guy for Amazon didn't know where to go. Mm-hmm. All sorts of Roomba robots couldn't vacuum. Anybody had a smart lock, you couldn't add a new code. You could still use it if it was stored
right.
on many of the smart locks, but you couldn't add a new code or change anything. So all sorts of things went down. We'll put a link up to all the stories,
yeah.
all the services that went down. But the cloud promises that this doesn't happen.
Right.
Somebody told you that you'd be up 100% of the time, or 99.9999. They blew that 9999. In the whole day they were down.
Right. And they were down for a long time.
Yeah, is Bezos cutting us all a check for ruining our lives?
Right.
Again,
okay.
That little smirk, I just want to punch it in the face. you told us you're going to configure a system that works, and it doesn't.
No.
Your own company is just sitting there not able to deliver packages. What, you can't print out the itinerary or where you're supposed to go? That's crazy.
The whole thing also reminded me of the Facebook outage.
Yeah.
Where they weren't able to get physically into the building to fix the problem
right.
because the service they were using controlled the locks on the doors.
Right. Their own service is out, so they can't get into their own service. Yeah, they
and
have to
use a crowbar. That's kind of what Amazon did to itself by making everything depend on US-East-1.
Right. And now you've got our government considering Azure or Amazon AWS to run their systems. I mean, that's called the Jedi. I think I've read about the Jedi thing, and they've been battling back and forth, guys. I'm sorry. No.
Please.
I mean, no. Let's build your own. I know it'll be twice as expensive, probably 15 times as expensive as it should be, but I'm not sure we're still ready for prime time here when it comes to the cloud. Stick around. We have two lines open for you guys. We're going to step out for a quick break. 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC are the numbers. We'd love to have you on the program. Also, if you want to check us out on WTIC's Facebook page, Dennis and I are broadcasting live over at WTIC's Facebook page. Say hello and post a comment, share it out so Zuckerberg deems it worthy. And everything we've talked about has been posted over at ComputerTalkWithTab.com by Mike G. We'll be right back. We are back. This is Computer Talk. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And that's Dennis Halnan. I forgot to announce him this morning. He's one of the engineers at Tab. He comes in and helps me out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. So let's feel free to get online. Two lines open for you, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC are the numbers. We're going to get right to your calls. We're going to go to Victor in West Hartford first. What's going on, Victor?
So I have two iPads and an iPhone.
Yep.
And I'm wondering what antivirus software you recommend, if any.
Well, we were looking into that and checking some review sites and testing sites. We came up with a few options.
Mm-hmm.
There are a couple of titles that get a lot of high marks. One of them is Avast, and another one is Avira. Avast is... by a company based in the Czech Republic.
Yeah.
And Avira is based out of Germany.
Mm-hmm.
There is a third alternative that also gets high marks. It's Sophos, and they are based in Britain. And that's the one that we would kind of recommend for you.
Yeah.
Will you put a link up so I can...
Absolutely.
Yep. Yep. You can consider Webroot, too. I think Webroot does have a...
Webroot has... yes, Webroot does.
So that'd be fine, too.
Yeah.
Are they expensive or free?
Well, free usually is not the way to go anymore. You want to pay for good antivirus these days. So Webroot would be, except Windows Defender, believe it or not, we have changed our heart a little bit on them. It took Microsoft 10-plus years to finally make an AV that seems to be better than it had been. So, but you're not talking about Microsoft, you're talking about Apple. And Apple doesn't have a built-in AV.
Apple,
so.
Right.
Yeah.
So Webroot is probably affordable, $25 a year or so. Roughly. Okay. I would think Sophos would be similar.
Yeah. Sophos may actually be free. I know that Sophos for Mac is free,
mm-hmm.
and it always has been, and they say that it always will be.
Because why? Are they looking at your browsing history and figuring out why? Is it out of the kindness of their hearts?
In my opinion, I just don't think they consider it a big market.
It isn't, yeah.
And they're just...
Good point. Just get the name out there.
They can use it for name recognition to have their name out.
Right.
And as far as I can see, there is no cost for this.
Nice. There you go. So check it out. Check Sophos out, Victor.
So you'll put a link and I'll pick it up then?
Yes, we will.
Yep. Mike okay. G will have it up soon.
Thank you very much.
No, thank you.
Yep.
All right. Bye-bye. Let's go on to Ed in East Haven next. What's happening, Ed?
Hello and good morning.
Good morning.
Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Oh, wow. Well, what can we do for you?
Okay. Very old system. I'm pretty sure you'll tell me to, you know, just get rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just trying to play with it and see if I can get it running.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened is that I had a video that I was trying to play, and it told me it was corrupt. Everything was getting locked up. So, you know, I powered down and powered up, and then I found out that the onboard battery is gone. So mm-hmm. I'm trying to, you know, bypass that, and I'm getting stuck in a position where it's like, you know, strike F1 to, you know, retry boot, F2
right.
for, you know, utility. So, and other than that, I'm stuck at this point, you know?
Yeah. Well, your old BIOS battery is dead. You need to replace that battery.
That's number one, and there's no way around that. You have, if you're going to do anything with this computer, you got to replace that.
Because it needs to remember what you've told it is.
Right. What I'm wondering is if it doesn't even have a memory that it has a hard drive to talk to.
Right.
And that's why it's asking you how to boot or whether to go to setup.
Yeah.
Because it's expecting that this is an empty computer, and now you've got to go into setup and tell me what you've got. And that's why it's prompting you. So the first step in doing anything with this computer at all, if you want to rescue it, is to replace that battery on the motherboard.
Okay. I will try and get one and you know, get that in there, and hopefully that's it. Other than that, when I checked utilities, you know, I was just briefly looking at it. You know, and it, you know, it showed me that the hard drive was there and the zip drive. So you're talking about a very old computer.
Zip,
you know?
Drive.
But
yeah, that's old.
Yeah, that's an old computer.
Oh yeah, and it's just amazing. And it was given to me back in 2009, and just, you know, like in the last couple of days, it's at this point it crashed. And so yes, I do need to update it, but you know, it's something that doesn't stay online, and it's just used for, just playing, music and, USB flash drive, you know, mm-hmm. files.
Okay. All right. Yeah, fine.
Okay, thank you so much. I will check into that and see if I can get it running. Okay.
All right, Ed, let us know.
Great show. Thank you so very much. Have a great holiday.
You
season.
Too. All right.
Yeah.
Bye now.
Yeah,
thank
bye-bye.
You. Bye now.
So, yeah, I mean, you got to keep that battery going. I mean, if it knows it's sort of there,
yeah, I
have other issues.
I think this is an IDE-age computer,
right.
And it needs to know the drive geometry
right.
in order to talk to it. That's what the problem is.
So before we go to the next call, because we're running a little tight here at the bottom of the hour, three lines open, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. We're going to try to get a hold of Rupert Goodwins at 10 o'clock, and he'll be talking. He does some writing for the Register, but he's been doing technology writing since the beginning of time. He says he's arguably the first guy who wrote about computer viruses. So he goes way back. He's written for The Guardian, The Times, Popular Science Magazine. But he also writes for my favorite tech blog over there across the pond, The Register.
The Register.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And he's got an article talking about cryptocurrency. And it's really time for a reckoning to really kind of look to see the value of crypto. Other than all you guys excited about fake money out there, blockchain, you know, cryptocurrency itself, where is that value? If it's 150,000 times more expensive per transaction, what the heck are we doing? You know, if it takes the entire enough power to run Luxembourg or like a whole country to process a fake currency, what are we doing? And it's the actual cause of most of the computer crime these days, because it's hard to trace where the money is being sent and to and from, because that's the idea of blockchain. It's more anonymous. So when you go in and get ransomed with your data, you're sending all this fake money, Bitcoin, to some crypto wallet in Uzbekistan for all you know. And somebody over here doesn't think that's a dumb idea to keep doing it. I mean, how dumb are we? And then the mayor of Miami wants to start paying his employees in crypto. Yes.
Really?
Yeah. So it's some Florida city. I'm pretty sure it's Miami. So what are we doing, guys? You know, you're undermining the American dollar. Now, again, we've had callers talk about how fake the American dollar is because we're printing an awful lot of them. And I can't complain about that. I can't argue that point. But I'm just talking about the fact that crypto is valueless and it needs to go away. That's just me. Rupert will be talking about it as well. So stick around. Couple lines open for you. 800-966-WTIC. 522-WTIC are the numbers. Everything we've talked about, other articles we brought up so far, some of the issues we talked about are posted on computertalkwithtab.com. It's the name of the show.com, which also works. And if you like Tab Computer Systems on Facebook and Mark Zuckerberg deems the news worthy, it may get into your news feed. So any, you won't miss anything. But everything is over on our website. And thanks to Mike G posting feverishly. I can't say feverishly. Posting. How's he posting? He's posting. He's working his fingers to the bones, posting like crazy to get all this data out there for you guys right away, real time. We'll be right back. We're back. I just wanted to hear that. This is Computer. Justin's getting better and better. We're training him. We're working on him. He's our new producer. And so treat him right on the phone. But we're working here to help you out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. That's a little Gary Hoey, a little ho-ho-hoey. The guy plays all the instruments himself. And I think he's coming to Hartford. I should look that up. I think he's coming to Hartford this year. So he's worth checking out. But let's get to your calls. We're going to go to Kevin in Rocky Hill first. What's happening, Kevin?
Hey, Eric.
Morning.
Question for you. I did it. I cut the cable.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Pain in the neck.
A little bit.
Especially when they tell me what a great deal they've been giving me since 1994.
Oh, really?
Understand why? Yeah. And why I'm leaving?
Yeah.
But I was forced to keep their internet only because I had
well,
two options.
Yes.
I tried Go NetSpeed.
Yeah.
And we're underground and they're not going underground, so they won't come our way.
Right. Not yet.
So it's either Cox or it's Frontier.
Right.
And I have Cox.
Yep. That's fine. You have to keep the internet at least from them. That's the least you. But when you cut the cable, it really means cable television. You got rid of those bundles.
So I started streaming.
Yeah.
I started streaming, got rid of the other stuff.
Yeah, you got the War of 1812 tax, you got rid of all the FCC fees, you got rid of the franchise fees. I mean, why are we paying their franchise fees? They're the franchise. We're not the franchise. Mm. You know, you get rid of all those fees.
Crazy.
Yeah.
So right now, I left the internet at the level I'm at. And
what are you?
The 150 megabytes or whatever, right?
That's plenty.
That's a lot.
So I want to cut that back.
Okay. They won't let you, probably.
No?
No, that'll probably be their base package.
Could be.
Well, no, they do have one. They did have one less.
Oh. How much less did it cost?
Oh, God. It was like, I would have, right now, it's $95 a month just for the internet.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's about right.
And I believe it was like a $20 savings to go to the next one down.
Okay. How many people are in your house?
So right now I have my daughter, her husband, my son, my wife, and I.
Okay.
I have them moving out soon.
Yep.
And it's going to be just my wife, myself, and my son.
All right.
So, what is my baseline requirement? So I do have their panoramic Wi-Fi.
Oh, you're paying for that?
You
don't need to.
Yeah. Panoramic Wi-Fi isn't the thing. It's just a marketing word.
Just a way for them to get more money out of you.
Well, yeah, but I had to use their, I had to buy their,
their pucks,
their puck to plug into my walls so to extend it.
Yeah, you don't need to do that.
I did that.
But you don't need to.
You can get your own Wi-Fi access point and firewall.
They think of them as the water company. You're buying the shower head. Imagine if you bought the shower head from your water company. Imagine how expensive the shower head would be if you bought it from your water company. Same thing with internet. All they're doing is giving you the dumb pipe. Right, the internet connection. They want to sell you the world, panoramic this and Xfinity that. I mean,
Right.
It's a lot of BS. You can do all the hardware yourself. All you need is the connection to the internet, which more and more people are finally understanding. I know it's tough because it feels complicated, but it really isn't.
No.
So if you want to save money, you can get rid of that panoramic Wi-Fi. Go out and buy your own wireless devices. And the more you understand it, the more you'll be able to support yourself when you have issues with it. Again, when my shower head clogs up, I know it's because of the iron and manganese in my water, and I have to go and put CRT or CLR or whatever it's called.
CLR.
Yeah, and now all of a sudden my shower flows better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, same idea with the internet. When my internet doesn't reach properly, I run a wire or I replace the thing that's broadcasting it.
Yeah. So my question for you is... Are you a fan of Frontier? And the reason I ask is because they supposedly will guarantee me 70 megabytes coming into my house.
Wow, really?
For how much?
For $45 with auto pay.
Sold. 40 megabits when the other folks leave, for the three of you, is more than enough power.
Oh, yeah.
If they'll guarantee it. Now, it's up to you. Buyer beware. However, if it doesn't work out, and you go back to Cox, you'll be a new customer.
that's my other thing, too. And I guess that's the other option as well. So.
Right, because you get to actually get a lower price because all of a sudden they want you back. Just give them a different email address.
Right, which I'm surprised. Everybody told me, hey, just wait. They're going to start contacting you. And believe it or not, they haven't. So
no, they won't.
It's been two months since I left, which is fine. But okay, well, I was just so... 40 megabytes is more than enough to run.
70 megabytes.
For three of us.
You said 70 for $40.
Yeah, but I'm saying you're saying my minimum that I would need or whatever is.
70 is a good number.
70 is a very good number.
Yeah, if they're going to get you, if it gets down to below 50, you might have some issues.
I would say 50 is probably the floor that you should accept.
Yeah.
But if anything, you know, 70 is reasonable. It's a little bit above 50, and it should be really good.
Is it fiber they're giving you for Frontier?
No, it's from Frontier. They say it's the DSL.
Mm.
I talked to one
DSL
of the,
for 70 megabit.
It must
down.
Be really close. The box, actual hub must be close.
It's like a third of a mile from my house.
Yeah, there you go.
That's why.
That's it.
And I talked to one of the technicians, and he said that like if one line doesn't give you it, they'll bond two together to give you the 70.
Yep.
Yeah.
So. If you believe them, it's up to you.
Well, the good thing is there's no contract with them. They said, you know, so I guess that's the good thing.
Right. Now, the next step is your email address. It's through Cox, right?
Well, that's the problem. I'm through Gmail. My wife is through Cox.
All right. So you're ISP independent.
Won't get rid of it.
Well, she's going to lose it.
Won't get rid of her.
She might lose it when you know, they may not even notice that you're gone, so she might have it for a while, but you're going to have to get a different email box.
Right.
So that's.
And I've been trying to tell her that to start transitioning over.
Yeah. Gmail or Proton Mail. I mean, I think Proton Mail is a really good way to have secure.
Proton.
Yeah. It's a Swiss company. Email's encrypted. And you can have your own. You can be Kevin at. Maybe your last name if you want it to be, if it's available.
Okay.
So it's up to you, Kevin. Good luck.
Well, I appreciate all your information. Thanks.
Yeah, our pleasure.
Happy holidays.
You too. Merry Christmas. Bye-bye. All right. So there's a lot of questions on what you're going to do with internet speed. I want to bring on Mark from Bristol. Mark, what's happening?
Hey, good morning, Eric. How you doing?
Good, sir. How are you?
Good, thanks. Hey, I called last week. I don't know if you remember. I was having tremendous problems with Comcast and modems and so forth.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Well, on the air, you suggested go NetSpeed, and I totally forgot about them. And as I mentioned during the show, as soon as I hung up with you guys, I called them.
Nice.
And made arrangements. Everything sounded great, and it was installed on Wednesday.
Okay, so you're up and running and running at lightning speed then.
It is so fast, Eric, that I think I could plug my toaster in and it would get internet.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Just for your listeners and yourself, if you don't know, they do not include a router.
No.
The customer has to supply that.
Right, right. Sure.
That's what we recommend generally.
Right. That's how you want to go if you,
Right, exactly. And they asked how I heard about Go NetSpeed, and I explained your show, and I explained Tab, and I gave them all the data, all the info, and they were pretty impressed, and they said, you guys both get free service for life, so just give them a call.
We would never do that. That's called payola in radio. We would never do that. You know, we do accept beer. No, I'm just kidding. No, it's a great idea to have competition in Connecticut. It's been too long. The legislators in Connecticut have been in cahoots with the incumbents way too long. We needed poll neutrality a long time ago. I mean, these are 40-foot pieces of wood. Why can't we stick some nice high-speed technology on it? We're building freaking nuclear submarines and F-35s, but we can't figure out how to get internet to Bristol. I mean, it's idiotic. It's Connecticut, really.
It's not just Connecticut. Other states have the same issue. Yes. Massachusetts.
We can send a submarine, same though. Story. It can be powered underwater for 30 years. We can figure that out. But getting fiber on a pole is just a bridge too far. So I'm glad it's working out for you, Mark.
Yeah, I just want to mention, too, that the quality of service and the technician that came out was just stellar. I mean,
great.
I even told him, I said, I don't know how Comcast and Frontier are going to stay in business with service like this. They actually already, and I didn't even know this, had the fiber run to my house, dressed into the house, into a jack in a box, and all the guy had to do was plug into it.
Wow.
I didn't even know they put it on the house. So it was so seamless. It was amazing.
Are you renting the house?
No, I own the house.
All right. Oh. Well, that was a little forward of them, but that's great. It worked out.
I was thinking about that, too, but given all the problems I've had, that's like a positive problem.
Yeah, that is. Hey, we know you're going to love it so much, we're going to put it on here anyway.
Yeah, exactly. So, get a load of this, though.
Yeah.
The only problem I had with the whole install, the install went fine, and it worked via my Cat5 cable. At least I had one computer working.
Yeah.
But the brand freaking new Netgear router that I had, I could not get online.
Okay.
Ended up dealing with tech support for 2 hours, and they deemed it having some kind of problem, and it had to be sent back to Netgear.
Yeah, it happens. Technology is a pain in the butt, man.
Yeah.
Happens with everything. I mean, unfortunately, it can happen to that. It can happen. It can anything you buy these days. Yeah. It's not quality anymore. So.
Well, ironically, the reason I called you guys was I was having a problem with my Netgear router modem.
Right.
And I thought it was Comcast, and you were saying that, it's possible that it's the router or lightning hit or whatever.
Right.
So now I'm wondering is how great of a company Netgear is, period.
Well, you've had two strikes, so I guess.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if it's the company that's the problem.
It sure seems like it.
What are you saying, Dennis? Is it Mark's fault?
No, if he's getting lightning strikes.
Oh, if you're getting lightning strikes, yeah, that could be the case. But I would tell you to go get a different product. You know, you've already had two products there with them. Move on to the next one.
Yeah, yeah. Time to change brands.
Check out Linksys. That's what I use.
Sounds good.
All right, Mark.
The check's in the mail for the advice, Eric. Thanks so much.
No. All right, thanks very much. All right, talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Checks in the mail. That's something that we don't do in radio. We're going to sip out for a quick break. Feel free to get online, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. We'll be right back. And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And we are here till 11 o'clock. Coming up at the 10:05 hour, we're going to hope to connect. I say hope. We haven't made an international call to a guest before. To Rupert Goodwin. He'll be joining us and talk about cryptocurrency. We put a link to the article he wrote that talks about it's time for cryptocurrency to kind of be talked about and decide whether or not blockchain has any value. And I'm excited to talk with him. Rupert's been in this business for a long time. He's been writing for newspapers, magazines. He's been the editor of PC Mag. I mean, this guy has been around the block and arguably the guy who first wrote about computer viruses. Now, I'm not sure. I'm not going to argue with him. Are you going to argue with him, Bennett?
Absolutely not.
No, but I believe him. let's get to your calls before the top of the hour. Let's go to Monique in Plainville first. What's happening, Monique?
So we have a good morning.
Good morning.
We have an HP laptop. It's about 3 years old, and the lid won't close because the hinge is broken. So is this something we should try to repair ourselves, or should we bring it in somewhere, or should we start from scratch?
Well, there's not a lot of value in those plastic hinges. If you want to just leave it in place and plug a monitor into it, it could act as a computer. Right.
Right.
Plug a monitor keyboard into it. I wouldn't repair it. But it could act as a stationary box, if you don't mind that.
Which kind of defeats the purpose of a laptop.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, certainly.
Yes. I'm saying you can still go out and buy a new laptop, get that through committee, but at least you don't want to toss it. But I wouldn't pay anybody to replace the hinge and the outer shell and all that. You're going to spend a couple hundred dollars on maybe $300 on that thing.
Yeah, it would be an expensive repair, and yeah. It would always be kind of delicate afterward.
Okay.
So,
duct tape.
Well, yeah, literally. But I'm just saying, I mean, even after it's been repaired, you're always going to have to be very gentle with it.
Right.
Because it could break on you again.
They're just not designed good. You always want to, we've always recommended trying to find the metal cases, the aluminum case versus the plastic. They last a lot longer.
Okay, that's good to know going forward.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How old's that laptop? How long did it last you, Monique?
I think it's about 3 years old.
Okay, if you get 3 to 4 years out of a laptop, that's what you're supposed to get. They take a beating. So Even in this case, plastic lasted what it's supposed to last.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, typically 3 years is what you should be able to get.
Yep.
Well, that solves that.
All right, Monique.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
All right.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, we'll step out. And then the last guy who called up about sending checks, I should have said this. If you want to send checks in, you got to send them to the Salvation Army Holiday Store. I mean, we're running all these things. So if you want a place to send a check, that's where to send it. The Salvation Army Holiday Store is here at WTIC. It's a great cause. And we'll be doing it, I think, up until Christmas Eve. So, and of course, Ray is retiring. So let's send him out with a bang, as it were, and give a little extra this holiday if you can, in honor of saying goodbye to Ray. But I'm sure he'll be around the area for quite some time, unless he's heading south. I don't know where he's heading.
I don't know.
But yeah, send some checks in. We're going to be here till 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online, 800-966-WTIC-522-WTSA. But we do have a guest coming in at 10:05 if all goes well. Before we get to that, there's some more news I wanted to bring up. Apple AirTags are being used to track luxury cars by a criminal syndicate in Canada.
Oh.
So Apple AirTags were an idea to have you find stuff that you lost. So let's say you always lose your keys. So you stick an AirTag on it, and then you can go to your smartphone that you can't find. But you go to your smartphone, and you go and say, hey, where are my keys? And it was able to tell you where you left them in the couch or what have you. Well, unfortunately, this criminal syndicate is actually walking through parking lots, maybe in upscale restaurants or in malls, if people still go to those things, and they're saying, oh, that's a nice Beamer or that's a nice Mercedes. And they're sticking an AirTag on the car. And then, of course, they know where the car is when you get home. And then they go take the car. Or they know where it is where, you know, if you park it in your condo, or you're going to actually have less security maybe at home than you would out in public, although these days, who knows. So they're actually tracking your cars with these things, and it's creepy, of course. Of course, Apple must have never thought of this issue, but they're trying to test out a way to have you know whether or not you have a tag on your car.
Oh.
Right? So if you happen to have an Apple, so now you need to buy a device that's actually smart enough to detect Apple devices to see if a bad guy used an Apple device to track your stuff. I mean, it's crazy. This world is getting nuts.
My head is spinning just thinking about it right now.
Right. So the police department is therefore putting an advisory out to help secure vehicles from being stolen by criminals. These suggestions apply to other areas, but they say you should park your vehicle in a locked garage. Well, not everybody has a locked garage.
Yeah.
Because as most of these incidents were related to vehicles parked in driveways. Well, of course, you drive up, you see the Mercedes in the driveway. Well, I'm not sure what you're going to do. A manual lock for the steering wheel. So you remember those clubs?
Yeah, the club.
We're back to the club. So as far as we've gone technologically, I mean, you can turn on your Tesla with your phone unless the cloud's down, but you now need to put a club on it because somebody's going to try to steal it. I mean, I can't believe that's like 1984.
After 25, 30 years of security technologies that have been added to cars to prevent that.
We're right back to
where we started.
And
you're going back to putting a club on your steering wheel.
Yep.
Oh.
Yep. So I'm not making this up. I put the link out here for you guys. Again, the whole thing is a lack of imagination, right? 9/11 was a lack of our imagination as far as what happened. These bad guys have some time. They're like, oh, Apple's putting out this great technology where we can track anything we want. Let's go track the cars we want to steal. Whew. Thanks, Apple. It shouldn't be a thing. Or should it be a thing? I mean, if you want to put it on your kid's backpack to know where your kid's kid is, it's a thing.
Well,
right?
Sure.
It's a good thing. Or your dog or whatever, right? But now they're putting it on your car. So go out and buy a club for Christmas. Have a club under your Christmas tree. Thanks to Apple. Well, maybe Apple will sell you a club. Imagine how much that club would cost.
Oh, it Apple would be the $1,000 club. And it would be made of titanium.
It'd be in rose gold, though. So we'll put a link up here for you guys. Feel free to get online, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. Rupert Goodwins is going to be on with us next, talking about cryptocurrency and the ridiculousness of that. We'll be right back.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.